Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Just fantastic. How about yourself?
Wait a second. I know what the problem is. Mess. See, I wasn't here last night.
It scared me because I didn't press a button.
No, you did just fine. Jenny Vaughn, are you here?
So I was talking to myself. Yeah,
No. The magic of radio. Nobody knows who you were talking to. See, that's the key. And
I'm used to it. Don't worry.
You must listen to this program then. Jenny checks in every Thursday morning, even when all the buttons aren't working and everything. Are you done with construction yet? We haven't had an inch of rain in 5 weeks. What more could you have asked for at this time of year to get all that done?
Oh my gosh, it's getting so close. We're so close. We're about a little over 85% complete with the expansion. And believe it or not, next Friday on the 2nd of October, we will be moving some of our operations already into the expansion. So things like the library, the bookstore, tutoring. I took a group yesterday through the building, and it's just every day there's something new. There's new. So another classroom is completed with carpet and paint, and they're moving the library next week, so they've got everything in there ready to go and to fill the shelves with books and allow students to go in and use those services. So it's super exciting.
Meantime, Jenny, one of the things that's unique about Ivy Tech is you listen to the needs of the businesses in the community, and you've got a brand new program this fall at Ivy Tech. Never been there before.
Yes, actually, we started two new programs this fall with our health sciences school, the School of Health Sciences. We started a pharmacy tech program and a certified personal trainer program, and those are certificates. Especially the certified personal trainers is a certificate embedded in our exercise and sports science kinesiology program. So it's great, great program.
Well, and then you've got the radiation therapy. Brag a little bit about the passage rate of the kids that go through that program.
Well, it's pretty incredible. This last year, so the students taking their national certification exam through the radiation therapy organization, so a national exam, we had 100% pass rate on their first attempt to take that exam. So, those things are difficult, and they're make people are nervous and all those things that are involved in all that, but 100% on the first attempt. And our average score for our students was 86%, and the national average is 82%. So that shows the quality of education those students are getting with our fine faculty at Ivy Tech.
Well, and then some of your students got recognition for some of the things they're doing in the humanities.
Yes, I'm super, super excited about that. Super proud of them. We have a magazine or a literary magazine. It's called Métis, and we've had it for a number of years. And our faculty advisor submitted that contribution, that magazine, to the Community College Humanities Association for 2014 and 15. And we have received a number of awards for that competition, and super excited about that. We want three different students, one for various different types of categories. I'll call them out: Jason Campbell, Honesty Bunch, and Andrew Quick, all won different awards for their various types of writing in that literary magazine. And they're going to go off to Phoenix and be awarded for those wonderful achievements that they've reached. So pretty excited about that.
Our guest this morning is Chancellor Jenny Vaughn at Ivy Tech. She checks in with us every Thursday morning. You had a busy week last week. Some exact targeting going on at the Gale and Bill. I can't cook Center for Entrepreneurship.
There you go.
How do you fit that all in the business card? Yeah. Is there a sign on the front of the building? Does it wrap around?
Exactly. It totally does. And, we're just so proud of having the Gale and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship and the Cook family name on
I
that,
wrote it down and I still location. Screwed it up. I'm reading it off the paper, and I still messed it up.
Well, I'll say it for you.
I know. Yeah, you're great. Margaret Fetty, who joins us on Mondays and Wednesdays, said she went and said it was a fantastic time and great conversation. So tell me if she's lying.
No, I got to see Margaret there and a lot of other people. We had close to 300 people in attendance at the convention center, and it was really great. Initially, we had kind of a tech lounge, so we had about eight entrepreneurs in our community, new startups, really cool different ideas of people there showing what they their business and what the product that they could provide. Of course, we added that with a beverages of your choice, which was a lot of fun, and a lot of people were there. And then we moved into another part of the convention center where Scott Dorsey, you know, CEO of Exact Target and High Alpha and a number of other different organizations. He was incredible, down to earth. He's in Indiana, lived in Indiana. He's from Indiana, went to Indiana University. Just a wonderful guy and really entertained and shared with us what he went through as an entrepreneur. It was great. It was phenomenal.
Now, Jenny, Mike's daughter just started kindergarten. Is it too early for him to be thinking about coming to that big surprise event you've got coming up in November?
No, we want to see Mike and his kids out there and his wife. We'd love to have them. We're actually having, you know, it's a sneak peek kind of thing is what we're calling it. And it's an open house. It's Wednesday, November 4th. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. And really who we are targeting is, you know, any student that's in high school that is homeschooled, somebody that's graduating early from high school, you know, a lot of December graduates, and anybody who's thinking about, you know, I should come back to school. We really want to show off the expansion. So we're going to be able to have a lot of faculty, staff at every area of the expansion, and including the Lee Marchant School of Nursing, the Indiana Center for the Life Sciences, our main campus, so we can show you all the different things that we have going on. A lot of people have no idea the different kinds of degrees and programs that we offer, and we want to show it off in a sneak peek way, and more of another open house for other people that want to come, so I hope people show up.
You got a big white tent outside your building by the Waldron.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's part of the
Lotus
Festival, right. And the tent is on 4th Street, and it's part of Lotus, and what we're doing inside the Waldron, so people, as they visit Lotus, can come in and out, we're exhibiting tech tiles, from around the world, and it's a great exhibit at the Waldron, and it's called the Gallery Tour of Seeing Red, and we've got a lot of different artists there, and we'd love to have you come out and see that. Different textiles that we're exhibiting.
And obviously the garage on 4th Street will be open. I insinuated that the street would be closed. It's going to be closed because your tent is there, but you can still get in that garage. So that would be a silly thing to do to close that.
Right.
So that, everybody will be there. Busy Lotus starts tonight, runs through Sunday, lotusfest.org for all your information. If we need more information on how to get signed up at Ivy Tech or see some of the great things that are going on, Jenny, where's the easiest place to get all of that info?
The best thing to do is just give us a call at 332-1559, and you'll be directed to the right person. We'll try to help you as best as we can.
Absolutely, and we love hearing from you every Thursday. Believe it or not, next Thursday we talk to you will be the first day of October.
That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy. Enjoy the fantastic weather. Enjoy the busy weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, take care.